think it really is marvellous that this is happening for Luton, because, you know, the games, from what I know of the games and how it feels being in the games, it's not just about any one area. It's not just about the East End of London. It's about the surrounding areas. It's about the communities. It's about the people of London and the country just getting a feel of what the Olympics feels like. It's fantastic.
Do you think people have got a feel? Because we've had a lot of listeners on Breakfast, and you said to us earlier in the speech, there's no greater feel, and I'm sure everyone will get to see something. We've had so many disappointed listeners when it comes to tickets.
I know that we've had so many disappointing listeners when we've come to tickets, but you know what? I don't think we should really worry, because I think, first and foremost, LOCOG has had to do the right thing and say, look, you know what, we've got to make sure that we cater for the games, we've got to make sure that things are right, we've got to make sure that it's done in a way that everybody does get to have. Because I think if everybody went for rush at the start, you know, maybe thousands or loads of tickets would go to one person alone, and we've got to make sure that it's all done right, that, you know, people and everyone who wants to see the games will get the opportunity to. I mean, it's not just about that one person wants to see Usain Bolt run and having hundreds of tickets, then another person doesn't get to see it. So I think there are disappointments at the moment, but, you know, hang fire, because the games go on for X number of weeks, and once games fever hit here, I'm sure that there are going to be tickets for people to get.
So you think there's more tickets to come?
There's got to be, I'm sure. I mean, you know, in a way, I mean, I can't put hand on heart on that, but at the end of the day, I really do think that, you know, it's a hard task that LOCOG has. It's a hard task for any sort of organising committee or people who are involved to try and, you know, just make sure you get that ticketing right, or even get the people, you know, to come and actually sort of support the games. But they have to do it right, and you have to be fair.
Jenny, can I ask you, Jenny Woolman from LOCOG, there has been a journey that some people have been on, partly at the beginning was why are we doing it, then there was a degree of excitement about the tickets, but I'm afraid to mention it again, but there has been a feeling of disenfranchisement, particularly when we see that if you're in other countries in Europe, you can choose the event when you go to, you can look at it online today, and you can buy the tickets. Have we been, certainly across Beds, Huts and Bucks, been given a bit of a short straw?
I agree with Tessa, actually. I don't think so. I think that it's always going to be difficult when there are 6 million tickets, 20 million applications for tickets. You're going to have some disappointed people. And of those 20 million people who applied for ticket applications, the vast majority of them were for the opening and closing ceremony and for Usain Bolt winning the 100-metre final. So it wasn't, the applications weren't evenly spread, and the tickets, there are only a certain number of tens of thousands for each of those key events. What we now find is that actually there are still tickets available for lots and lots of Olympic events. And the excitement, as Tessa says, I mean, just listening to her speech earlier, I got really excited and inspired by it. The excitement is going to spread right across. We haven't even begun the ticketing for the Paralympic Games. And that's going to be really exciting, because Great Britain is fantastic at the Paralympic Games. And we stand really, really good chance of great medals. And they're all in the same venues as well. So you get that Olympic buzz, you get to go to the Olympic Park. So I think that, yes, there's been an initial kind of expectation that somehow if you apply for tickets early, you will get exactly what you want. And there's, of course, inevitable disappointment, including on my part.
I'm just going to ask you one more question about the ticketing, though, because I am one of those disappointed, very disappointed people, in fact, that didn't get any tickets. And I don't want to give people false hope this morning on Breakfast. When you say there'll be other opportunities to come, do you mean there'll be a second round released of tickets to Olympic events?
There is a second round opportunity for people who were not successful in their ticket applications this time, and there will be further tickets available for the Paralympics. The ticketing will open, I think, in September, and there are the same number of tickets, not exactly the same number of events, but those stadia have to be filled for all of those events as well. So there will be a lot more ticketing opportunities. So I think if we all think that what we want to do is participate in the Olympics, there are lots and lots of opportunities. We can participate in the London 2012 Festival. We can go and see the torch relay, or nominate our friends and colleagues and great people in the community who've made a real inspirational difference to young people to carry the torch. And we can apply for tickets.
Jenny, lovely to speak to you. Thank you. And Tessa, I'm sure you don't even need a ticket. You just show your badge. You just show your medal, don't you? And that's it. You're in.
Oh, you know, believe it not. We're still waiting there in line as well. You know, we're doing our bit. But the thing is, you know, that's already been said beforehand by the last. Because that the Olympic Games is going to be fantastic, you know, and I'm sure that LOCOG or anyone who's organised it doesn't want people to be disappointed. And also, like we're saying, there's lots and lots of things to do. The Olympic Park's going to be fantastic. There's going to be big screens and everything like that. But of course, everybody wants to go in and see the actual event. And I'm sure there'll be the opportunity. I'm quite positive about that.